Welcome to Braindrop, the digital transformation podcast from VCOM, the leader in IT spend and lifecycle management. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Braindrop, the VCOM podcast where we invite our experts to stop by and drop a little of the latest digital transformation tech on our listeners.
Hi, everyone. This is Nicole Wonderland. And joining me today is Chris Shankar, who is currently a technology solutions executive at VCOM Solutions. Hi, Chris. Thanks for joining us. Now, how long have you been in the tech field?
Well, Nicole, thanks for inviting me for this podcast. So I have been in telecom and datacom for about 31 years. And during this period, I have worked in a variety of verticals, particularly in semiconductor systems, voice over IP, and so on, as well as some managed service providers.
Okay, so you've been around for a little while. So you've seen a lot of the different technologies that have come out. Your expertise is in SD-WAN, so let's talk a little about that.
Yeah, so I'm fundamentally a part of the technology solutions group here. And we in this group, we serve as trusted technology advisors to many of our clients, particularly CIOs, VPs of IT, and so on, to implement digital transformation. So when you look at it, every customer situation is unique, their verticals are unique, and essentially what we do, or I do, is to help them to migrate seamlessly from their current legacy networks to newer software-defined networks and cloud infrastructures.
And so why do you think that SD-WAN is really something that businesses should be looking into?
Primarily because when you look at SD-WAN, the traffic patterns of most customers and enterprises' data flows have changed. There was a time when all the traffic flew in sort of a hub and spoke manner. So you had traffic go from branch offices and small, medium branches to a headquarters or a data center and flowed back again. Today, with the increasing adoption of cloud as well as software as a service, infrastructure as a service, these patterns have all changed. So SD-WAN primarily not only increases the fault tolerance of WAN networks today, but also helps in efficient routing of all of these data patterns from the point of origin to the point of destination. That is why SD-WAN is important. It's the next generation of WAN networking.
Okay, Chris. So what would you say are some misconceptions people have about SD-WAN?
I would say it's mostly the fear of the unknown. It is a newer technology. It is part of software-defined networking. So when you look at customers who are traditionally used to the traditional way of doing things, which is stacking switches on top of routers, on top of firewalls, and on top of, say, load balancers, all of a sudden, the concept that a single box can do all of this together, do it efficiently with a software-defined network, and do this with the assistance of the cloud, this is a fairly radical concept to most IT departments. That is fundamentally the myth that SD-WAN comes and tries to change.
Okay, and so what would you say would really be the biggest key to understanding or managing SD-WAN?
So the biggest part of trying to understand whether SD-WAN is right for you is to understand where you are in the digital transformation strategy. What applications are you running on your network? What are the traffic flows? Are they all going towards data centers? Are they going towards the headquarters? Are they going to some sort of a SaaS platform like O365 or Salesforce CRM? How is my IT budget? Is it still CapEx based, where every few years I cut a big check to a big networking vendor? Or do I want to move to an OpEx driven solution where it is a fixed low cost every month? These are all different criteria that one has to understand before you can effectively deploy SD-WAN.
Okay, so it sounds like it's not really a one size fits all. There needs to be research, questions asked, that kind of thing. And so part of your role at VCOM is really helping businesses to see if it's going to work for them. How do you or VCOM as a company, how do we really help other companies in implementing SD-WAN?
So SD-WAN, like all technologies that are sort of entering the mainstream, it can be pretty complex. There are 26 vendors today. Now, while there are some leading vendors like VeloCloud from VMware and Viptela from Cisco, not every product is best suited for everyone. While through our aggregator platform, we do offer VeloCloud as one of the leading solutions, by no means do we restrict ourselves to that. Our task is to find out, depending on your traffic flow, specific applications. You might be in healthcare running a bunch of hospitals or clinics. and you need immediate access to a lot of high density images, or you could be in the legal vertical requiring access to, let's say, big chunks of video from video depositions and so on. So in those applications, you may need a specific type of SD-WAN. For everyone else who's using a good mix of SaaS architectures as well as on-prem computing, you may need a different solution. Our task at VCOM is to fully understand what your unique needs are and come to the table with a set of the best of breed solutions from different SD-WAN vendors.
Okay, so it sounds like you help coordinate sort of a deep dive to get down to the bottom of some of those questions to really get things tailored for each business. Are there any examples that you can share with us where VCOM was able to assist a business in setting up their SD-WAN?
Most certainly. I would say that we are well into our third very large SD-WAN deployment. You're talking about deploying, let's say, 100 to 200 different nodes. Some of them are domestic within North America. Others include up to 20 different countries. And during this process, we not only help to select through a competitive RFP process the best solution, but also handled in a turnkey manner everything from finance, logistics, design, sourcing, and deployment, as well as back it up with the 24/7, 365 network operations center for daily management of the network. So essentially, it was a nuts-to-bolt solution in deploying not just in the finance vertical, but also in the industrial vertical.
Thanks for sharing that, Chris. And so really, as far as the biggest takeaway from our discussion, what would you say that is?
I would say at this point, SD-WAN is here and now. It has become a mainstream technology. About 5 years back, it was fairly new, and most of the vendors were testing their toes in the water. IT departments were still using the same old trusted technology of 20 years, which would be fundamentally firewalls, routers, switches, load balancers, and so on. Today, SD-WAN can replace almost all of those functions to the point where your typical branch office, instead of having four or five different boxes stacked on top of each other, I would say you can make do with just one SD-WAN box. And the fact that it's intelligently controlled by a cloud-based orchestrator makes that all the more appealing, because you need less and less IT expertise now to deploy a fairly complex network. So the big takeaway is it's here and now, and it's about time that most enterprises move to deploying SD-WAN as part of their big strategy.
And I would say especially now we've got a changing world, things are moving fast, and so it's really worth it to look into technologies that are going to help us all stay connected and really operate businesses better. Thank you so much, Chris, for coming on and sharing that with us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Nicole, and good luck to our customers.
If you have any questions about the topics you hear on Braindrop, feel free to email us at braindrop@vcomsolutions.com. Until next time, I'm Nicole Wunderlin for VCOM. Enjoy your day.